Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. Here are our top stories.
Tonight.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million he has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist.
MSNBC leans forward in their attack on Alex Jones. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
All these egomaniacs and crazy media people that just want to be on TV and be famous. Don't you get it, you jackasses?
Well, our lead story tonight is about a rodeo clown, but it's not a laughing matter. It's about some really important principles. Now, the story is from InfoWars, Kurt Nemo's story. NAACP attacks rodeo stunt and political satire. The NAACP is now wanting law enforcement to be called in, and they're saying that this rodeo clown was inciting violence against our president. They also say that there were individuals acting out extreme violent behavior and that these were incendiary events. Well, you know, the clown was just basically being a rodeo clown. And although he's now banned for life, it's very disappointing to see that they did not push back against this. Neither the clown has pushed back against it. He's been cowed by the suggestions that he was racist. The Rodeo Association has been cowed by that. If you label somebody as a racist, no matter how indefensible that position is, everybody just falls to the ground in submission. And this is very important because there is real racism. And when groups like the NAACP and others use it to cry wolf, what that does is that gives a cover to people against real charges of racism. But there's something even more disturbing about this. And that is something that is really bordering on emperor worship. We've had other people that have criticized presidents. We've had people wearing presidents' masks for all kinds of things. Alex Jones has done it with Bush. We've seen Reagan masks used by bank robbers and films. It's something that people do all the time. As a matter of fact, we have this clip from President Obama using satire.
Last year at this time, in fact, on this very weekend, we finally delivered justice to one of the world's most notorious individuals.
So our leader can make fun of political opponents, but he's not to be made fun of. And what I find disturbing about this is that this broke on the very same day that we saw a video where parents were teaching their child to pray to Obama. This is very much like the emperor worship that we see going on in North Korea or in other totalitarian regimes. This is actually a child that is praying to wise Obama. Very, very disturbing to see where this is headed. Now, maybe the reason the people at the Missouri State Fair were cheering for an Obama look-alike clown that was about to get run down by a bull was because they had seen a lot of bull thrown at them when candidate Obama was running for office.
And just in the last few hours, apologies starting coming in after a rodeo clown put on a President Obama mask at the Missouri State Fair. Now, the images are spreading across social media and have some state lawmakers questioning taxpayer funding for the annual event. Tonight, we talked to the Higginsville man who shared those pictures in the first place.
A disgusting portrayal of a sitting president of the United States, for one thing.
Well, this is all part of a pattern we've seen from the Obama administration of propaganda, of intimidation, even assassination of journalists. You have to remember that the Espionage Act of 1917 was only used three times by all the previous presidents combined. Obama has now used that seven times against whistleblowers. 70% of the prosecutions and against whistleblowers, Obama is using that. But also understand that this covert war of propaganda has really become overt. In 2008, as Obama was running, you just saw the clip where he's talking about his truth squad, was telling people that he's a Christian and he's not going to raise taxes on people who are making less than $250,000. That was his truth squad saying that. Then in 2012, when he ran, the truth squads became truth teams. And their purpose at that point in time was to go around and intimidate people by having ISPs shut down the websites of people who were critical of Obama. Now in 2013, he's creating behavioral insight teams, patterned on Cass Sunstein's book, Nudge, basically a PSYOP program against the public to move them by manipulating them in public media. And one of the surrogates that they use for that type of manipulation is MSNBC.
The racial piece of this isn't going anywhere. I mean, Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist. They're being paid to be ignorant publicly, you know, to get out there and espouse these views.
Now, you notice they didn't have any clips about Alex saying or doing anything racist. What they have done, and this is very carefully worded, this is organized of defamation. As Alex put it, it is malice of forethought with an intent to do harm. That's a legal definition of defamation. Now, notice also that besides Alex Wagner, there was Michael Steele. And who was Michael Steele? Well, if you remember, he had a lot of spending scandals at the RNC. He's really kind of the face of the rhinos and the country club Republicans of the GOP. This is what he said today. He pushed back against Congressman Fahrenholt from Texas, who told his constituents in a meeting that he thought he had the votes that they could impeach Obama in the House, but that it would die in the Senate. And, of course, Michael Steele said, if you really want to give away the House, go ahead, start impeachment, because the fact of the matter is that the public as a whole would repel against that so much that it wouldn't even be funny. You wouldn't even have to bother with 2014. Just skip right ahead to the next election. Really, you don't think that we have something to impeach Obama about? Look at what the articles of impeachment against Nixon were. He had used the IRS against political enemies. He had violated the constitutional rights of citizens. Obama has done that to everybody with the NSA. He lied about he had people under in his administration lying under oath. Have we seen that in the Obama administration with Fast and Furious, with the NSA, with Eric Holder? We've seen everyone in high positions of the Obama administration exhibit signs of corruption as well as committing perjury, lying to Congress. And yet Michael Steele doesn't think that that rises to the level of impeachment. I guess we'd have to ask what does. I mean, we have secret bombing campaigns. We have wars that were started without troops that were committed in Libya without congressional approval. We have American citizens being assassinated abroad without even a trial. That's far beyond anything that Nixon did. He's done everything that Nixon has done far more extensively and added new, very serious crimes to it. And that brings us to our next quote of the day, which is Adolf Hitler. During World War II, he said, "National socialism will use its own revolution for establishing a new world order." Well, how does using a revolution to establish a new world order look? Well, let's just take a look at Egypt. Here's a country that we're giving over $1.5 billion of foreign aid to, and this is what they are doing with it today. The Obama administration is ignoring U.S. law that prohibits giving aid to a country that has established, a government that has established itself with a coup. Rand Paul has pointed that out, but the media gives him a pass. He's allowed to violate the law as he sees fit. And Rand Paul even pointed out that a lot of that money, those billions of dollars, could be used to help to rebuild the crumbling infrastructure of America. But this is what we're giving money for. In an article today from Sky News, Egypt, there are hundreds dying in raids on Morsi camps. Sky News reported, the Egyptian vice president has resigned in protest of massacres. More than 278 people have been confirmed killed after Egyptian security forces opened fire as they tried to clear two protest camps loyal to deposed President Mohamed Morsi in Cairo. Sky's Middle East correspondent Sam Kiley reporting earlier, a camp in the capital said it was under very heavy gunfire and was a massive military assault on largely unarmed civilians in very large numbers. He said government forces were using machine guns, snipers, AK-47, and M-16 rifles firing into the crowd. He also added, there are machine gun rounds and snipers on the roof that are preventing people from getting any closer to the field hospital in the camp. I haven't seen any evidence yet of any weapons on the side of the pro-Morsi camp. The camp is very full of women and children. So this is the kind of government that we're supporting. This is the kind of government that it is worth ignoring prohibitions against governments giving aid to governments that were established by coup d'etat. That's why we have those kinds of prohibitions in, because those kinds of governments do this type of thing. Now, in further news, we have an article from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars. MIT says that future smartphones will listen to everything all of the time. A report by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology hails the era of, quote, technologies that emphasize listening to everything all the time, unquote. Ubiquitous surveillance aided by microphones installed on new smartphones like Google's Moto X that don't run off of the main battery. You can't turn this thing off just by removing your battery. And can, quote, continually monitor their auditory environment to detect the phone owner's voice, discern what room or other setting the phone is in, or pick up other clues from background noise. The technology could make it possible for software to detect your moods, know when you're talking, not to disturb you, and perhaps someday keep a running record of everything you hear. It could also be used to pinpoint the sources of your stress if you're talking too quickly or present relevant information in relationship to your audio environment. In other words, give you commercials. As Paul Watson points out, it's kind of like 1984 meets Minority Report. It's pretty amazing when you stop and think about the capability of technology merged with an authoritarian regime that believes that it has the right to monitor everything about your life and record it. Very chilling, very chilling technology. And we have to get past the point that we want to just embrace every technology out of the box without looking at the real implications of this, not just for privacy, but for the entire society and how it empowers a totalitarian regime. This is far beyond anything that Orwell ever dreamed of, far beyond anything that the Stasi ever implemented in East Germany or Hitler was able to implement because of this kind of powerful technology. Another story from BobTuscan.com, we see a family has been raided by a SWAT team over their weeds. And this is not the kind of weeds you smoke. That's the kind of mistake that they made. At around 7:30 last Friday morning, inhabitants of the Garden of Eden, a small intentional community based on sustainability, were awakened by a SWAT raid that was conducted by the city of Arlington for suspicion of being a full-fledged marijuana growth and trafficking operation. Ultimately, only a single arrest was made based on unrelated outstanding traffic violations. A handful of citations were given for city code violations and no, that is zero, drug-related violations were found. The entire operation lasted about 10 hours. Dozens of city officials, SWAT team, police officers, and code compliance employees, and numerous official vehicles, including dozens of police cars, several specialized vehicular equipment. Witnesses say that there were helicopters and unmanned flying drones circling the property in the days prior to the raid that are presumed to have been part of the intelligence gathering. Well, they didn't do too well in terms of gathering intelligence, did they? The combined expenses for the raid itself and the collection of information leading up to the fruitless raid are estimated in the tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars. The city of Arlington has trespassed, they say, and committed robbery against us. This is a press release from them, amongst other crimes. And they will be held accountable in a court of law in due time. Well, let's hope that they are held accountable. What we're seeing here is a bunch of Keystone cops using the full force of the militarized police state against these people. As I said, they had extensive surveillance, but they couldn't tell that these plants were not marijuana plants. And so after this authoritarian SWAT team raid, threatening these people for 10 hours, brutalizing them for 10 hours, they finally come up with some totally unrelated charges like traffic violations. They had to come up with something. They're going to fish for 10 hours until they find something because there's nothing there. But if there were marijuana plants there, would that have justified this? Absolutely not. We have a new documentary that's come out, available exclusively from InfoWars, called American Drug War II, Cannabis Destiny. This is from Kevin Booth. He produced, if you may remember, American Drug War, which was about the trafficking of cocaine and the corruption of government officials. This documentary follows a personal tale of children and how this affects children because, of course, the government always loves to use either racism to intimidate people or they say that they're going to save the children. That's what they need to come up with authoritarian policies for. But the reality is that America's drug war harms children. It harms children in foster care because the pharmaceutical companies are pushing to have the government give legal but very dangerous drugs to children in foster care. And it also keeps away medical marijuana, which has a lot of benefits for everyone, not just children. He talks about children who have seizures that are relieved from medical marijuana treatment, its effectiveness and its safety in treating cancer and relieving the symptoms associated with cancer. It's a great documentary. Again, it's available only from InfoWarsStore.com in the DVD version. And we have a combo pack where you can get the first documentary combined with this one at a $7 savings. Well, right after the break, we've got an interview. Gigi Urnetta is talking to someone from overpasses.org. Now, they would not agree with Michael Steele that Obama does not deserve to be impeached. As a matter of fact, they believe that he should be impeached, as we said before, for the crimes that are like Richard Nixon, but far greater in extent, and for new crimes like killing Americans abroad that have not had trial. So it's going to be an interesting interview. Stay tuned right after the break.
Now you can watch Alex Jones live at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
You can also browse the network, the InfoWars Nightly News,
and over 60 movies and documentaries all together in one place.
You can watch the Alex Jones radio show live as it happens.
So check it out, InfoWars.com/show.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Tonight, James Neighbors tells us about overpasses.org. It's a movement for an impeachment of Obama. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
So tell us about overpasses.org. How did it start?
Well, it started when there was a protest out in California back on June 8th, and you know, I just kept getting drawn back to the article. It was just on one source, and I just kept getting drawn back to it and drawn back to it. And finally, it just struck me that the whole secret to what was going on there was that what they could be duplicated. And, you know, it was just time for America to stop being complacent. And, you know, I was tired of waiting for somebody magical to show up that would fix everything and realize that, you know, I imagine that our founding fathers had the same feeling too. They were just waiting for somebody to step up and realize that if anybody was going to do it, that it had to be them, and it had to be people that thought and believed like them. And so, you know, with that in mind, I just decided to be that guy and start something and hope I wasn't some lone crazy guy out there, with a Facebook page. And, you know, things got started there on Facebook, and they've just since exploded since then. I mean, we've had dozens of protests all across the country. On August 6th, they were everywhere. It's just amazing that the mainstream media didn't cover it. And, because we've been all over the radio, we've been all over, you know, online media and whatnot like that. I mean, you can just find dozens and dozens of stories on us, and it just, you know, really makes you wonder, even though, you know, because it's news, why it isn't out there. But that's not the point. You know, the fact is that millions of people have seen us, and they know now that they're not hearing everything out there that's news. And that's the important thing, is you have people start questioning things and looking into the message we're bringing. It's really, it's hard to believe that we've got over 40,000 people in the movement in just 2 months. And it's growing so fast, it's getting difficult to keep up with, but we're managing.
For our viewers who might just be joining us or haven't seen
the overpasses.org thing till now, how can they be a part of it, and what is it in, say, two sentences?
Well, how they can be a part of it, we need to go to overpasses.org, sign up on the website. You can get links to our various groups and find protests. You know, the key to it is just it's all local. Just, you don't have to go to Washington, D.C. You can be an activist right in your hometown.
So really, it's a grassroots movement to let the White House know how we feel.
Well, not even so much the White House. I think they're quite aware of how the American people actually feel about them. It's for Congress to realize that they need to act in the best interest of their constituents. They seem to have a problem with doing that. They look to the corporations and, you know, the money there, and that seems to be, you know, who they follow. And they need to remember that there's 310 million people out here, and the last ratings I saw of what the opinion of Congress's job was very, very low. And well, now we're showing that out on the streets.
Do you think that term limits perhaps would help, not only in the presidential, but in the Congress and in the Senate?
I think absolutely they would, simply because you can look at any of the entrenched politicians, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Dianne Feinstein's, the Harry Reid's, the John McCain's, and they're all just hopelessly corrupt. And that has to be because of an entrenchment they have and favors they owe to people who have given them money. And the longer you owe those people favors, well, the more corrupt and less you're going to listen to your constituents you become.
Now, in your events, when you go out, what do you hear from the public? What are you hearing at the overpass?
It's incredible. If they were to take a poll of the amount of honks and thumbs up and people favoring us versus those that don't, it would be an 80-90% approval rating.
You know, I went out and visited one of the overpasses that were doing the signs, and I mean, through the interview, people were honking. It was continuous, and it's not necessarily the most conservative area. Actually, Austin, for the most part, isn't conservative, but it was interesting to see, like, a shift.
Well, I think that even the ones that voted for Obama, and I know this for a fact, simply because we've got such a large number of people that voted for him that have joined the movement that realize that he's just quite simply a mistake. People believed in him. I voted against him both times. You know, the first time when he was elected, I was like, well, you know what? I mean, I voted against him because I don't believe in him, but I'm an American before I was anything else. And I hope that he's the greatest president in the history of the nation, and unfortunately, my worst suspicions, that he would not be, have been proven to be true, and even his own voters are coming to realize that.
Well, even if you didn't vote for him the first time, I think once he got in office, we were all pulling for him to do the right thing, and it's just really tough when you have two terms of a lot of lying.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, they tried to, you know, they were going to impeach Nixon over one lie, and his option was resign or be impeached, and he chose to resign. President Clinton, they tried to get over a real estate scandal and then a sex scandal, and, you know, he escaped that. But you can't even add those two together in comparison to what Barack Obama has done. I mean, the fact is he's just utterly criminal behavior. And what kind of precedent does that set for the future?
Well, and it's also very hard when your leader is doing crazy things and not living up to promises. So the Congress and the Senate as a whole are going to act up because the leader's acting up. So,
well, sure. I mean, it's just like a parent and their children. If the parent is showing bad behavior, what are the children going to do? They're going to learn that bad behavior and realize that it's acceptable.
So tell us about the next event.
On August 17th, the Patriot Wave 2.0 will go across America from the Eastern time zone all the way across the country to the Pacific time zone at from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have protests out there. I mean, hundreds. They'll be out there in every major metro area, small towns. I mean, you know, you can just about drive around anywhere and find one. And, you know, if you want to get in, just go to overpasses.org and join your state group. And I can guarantee you, you'll find something at least within driving distance of where you're at.
If people want to upload pictures or YouTube videos or connect, can they do that at overpasses.org?
We're actually building a video wall on there right now. Right now, currently, we've got everything on Facebook, on our events group, and we're actually in the process of putting together that on the website.
Do you have any specific words of encouragement for the people out there who want to be we the people again and have some input in our Constitution and our well-being as the United States of America?
Well, I absolutely would. Because, you know, the fact is we have got to remember that this country is owned by the citizens. It is not owned by Congress. They have gotten full of themselves and have convinced people that as an individual, we can do nothing. And that is not true. As an individual, we can stand up. And as individuals stand up together, we become a group. Eventually, that group will become an army. You know, we're a nonviolent army, but nevertheless, you know, currently we've got tens of thousands of people that have already decided to stand up. Anybody can do it. All you have to do is look yourself in the mirror and just say, if it is to be, it's up to me, and come join us with thousands of other people that have done the same thing.
And that's the uniqueness of our country, too, is that we have a First Amendment, and we can speak our piece. And that's what it's all about. It's all of us being able to get out there and be peaceful and share with each other in fellowship.
Well, that's exactly it. America is unlike anything in any other place in the world. And the fact is, if we don't stand up now and stop the corruption that has gotten itself so embedded in our federal government, and it's in our state governments as well, but it's just so readily apparent in the federal government. If we don't stop it now, what example will the rest of the world have to look upon, you know, for how to do things right? Because they don't have one right now. You can look at Washington, D.C. and the example of how to not do things. And it's time to bring that to an end and to be the example for the world again so they can understand what freedom is about. And every one of us can do that. Everyone here in America can do that.
And what if our viewers can't make it to Overpasses this weekend? What else can they do to help?
Well, we'll have everything. This is an ongoing thing. This is not something that's a one-shot deal. We're not having a very expensive, extremely expensive event in Washington, D.C. This is an ongoing thing, and it will continue even after President Obama is removed from office. We're going to continue because Congress is next, and we're going to be around to ensure honesty and real transparency in our government. We were promised that. We weren't given that. And we intend to make certain that happens. There will be ongoing protests on a local level in every state until, we have no end date.
Well, that's good. Thank you, James, so much for being here today. I want to hear more about Overpasses after the 17th as well.
That sounds great. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
So go out and help overpasses.org. If you can make the event on Saturday, go out and support. And if you can't, you can always call your representative. Let them know how you feel about what's going on in the White House, Congress, Senate, all of it. And support the cause. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out this video. It's American Drug War II, and it talks about not only cannabis destiny, but also about how it affects the children and the children in need who aren't getting the medicine that they need. The filmmaker, Kevin Booth, will be on the nightly news this week, so don't miss that. You can find out more about this video at theinfowarsstore.com. I'm Gigi Arnetta. Remember to watch the nightly news weekdays at 7 p.m.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.